Happening at the new Family Market store with special thanks to the Hotel Hot Springs.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, 9:06 on this Tuesday, August 4th. Glad you're with us. Razorbacks will play 11 o'clock today. And I think Justin Reich, Christian, Justin, and Phil are going to be broadcasting next up, right, following us?
Yes, they usually do.
No, I'm talking about, I'm sorry, they're going to be broadcasting, oh my gosh, where are they? It was somewhere where they could see, watch the game.
Oh, yeah, where did they?
Aren't they at Flyway?
Flyway Brewing, that's where it is. Yeah, they were just talking about the new Flyway Brewing where they got the giant screen. So if you want to watch the basketball game on a big screen, go out and see it's Flyway. Yeah, and that's where they will be after the show, after our show. Last game of Bahamar. I just like saying Bahara. I don't know why.
So have you guys actually bought Flow Sports?
I've done it before. I didn't this time. I've done it before, but I didn't feel like fooling with it this time.
I haven't.
I figured I'd just get the highlights, watch the highlights.
I didn't get Flow Sports.
You know, I was talking to, I don't know if it was Jacob or Cole, as far as the Musketeers go. And one of them has Joe Rogan podcast.
Okay.
And they asked me if I have it. I would like to. I don't know where to go and get it. What's it cost to watch it? I watch enough of the snippets.
You can just do it on Spotify. Yeah.
It's what? Spotify?
You can just do it on Spotify.
You got to buy it, though, right?
No.
Oh, it's free?
Yeah.
Why don't I have it, then?
Have you ever looked up Joe Rogan's podcast?
I thought he had to make his money by selling it.
No, he gets it from advertisement and stuff. So.
Okay, no, I have it. Then I need to go ahead and just start listening to more of his. I mean, they would get me through, I think, doesn't an episode last as long as it takes me to
pretty
cut
much
my grass?
Yeah.
Okay.
3 hours. Yeah, I didn't get Flow Sports. I'm sure you could go on YouTube and just find a live stream of the game if you really wanted to, but I haven't had the inclination to do so.
Yeah, a minute ago, I coughed and sneezed.
Started out as a yawn. Here we go.
We're watching this on
watch
the...
Watch this. We're watching. Watching we went it. Back. So, Here we go.
Coughing.
Here he goes. Coughing. Goes right to the head, sneeze, coughing.
Wow.
Don't know what happened.
Wow. I just did a combo cough and sneeze.
Combo cough, sneeze.
Roger didn't know what to do.
I didn't know what to do. I yelled clear. I got on the phone. I was going to go ahead and give our buddy at Shane a holler to see if he could come and help out again because I thought you were choking.
Yes,
or
yes,
Shay, excuse
yes,
me.
Yes.
Give him to come and help us because I thought he was choking. But yeah, how about that?
A message on our middle of the Neat and Air text line says here, you should be able to watch the Hawks game today on Prime Video. It was on there yesterday too. Huh.
Yeah, I've seen a few people say Flow Sports is included with Prime Video, which I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Well, that's good to know.
How come
you're hardcore or you're sick with COVID? Or whatever you have, and is the only reason you're watching that, right? So, why are you watching? Do you want to watch the whole thing? Now, is it like this? Is it like, I can't wait to watch the Hall of Fame game because we've been football deprived for so long?
We're getting
preseason football.
Tons of this. Amazon Prime, you can watch Flow for free.
Did not know that.
How come this didn't get out sooner? Maybe we just didn't notice it?
Well, I blame us.
Maybe it's just today. Maybe it's just today's game.
Okay, maybe.
So it's a Bass pass gas while he did that, too.
No, he didn't pass. Did you?
No.
No, because he didn't spray. Normally, he'll spray.
Thanks.
I've seen the highlights, and that's good enough for
me. Yeah, I'm with you. The opponent's so bad. It's just everything is domination. This is Louis Armstrong birthday today.
That was Hello Dolly a while ago. I read a book on Satchmo as a youngster.
Whoa, stop the present. Better watch out.
You know what, because that's the last time I read a book.
Don't hurt our image.
According to Christian and the guys. Go marching in, live the boat.
His cheeks would get so big when he would blow that trumpet. They don't make him like Satchmo anymore.
They don't.
All right, when we went to break, Roger, we asked what the tattoo was on Christian's arm, and it was a movie-related tattoo, and I've got an answer here from the 501. Princess Mononoke?
Mononoke. Yes, it is. That's
Princess Mononoke.
Is that that cartoon?
It
that
is you an went anime, to
see.
Yes.
So
is,
hold on. So let's see if Raj and I can guess.
Yeah,
that is
Mona.
With,
Mona.
Mona. Is that right, Christian?
Mona. Yeah.
Wow, Roger. How did you know? Is that the one with The Rock?
No, that's Moana.
what's the difference between Mona and Manana?
Princess Mononoke is it's a movie where a guy gets cursed and he basically has to go on a journey to try to
come out.
Become uncursed. Yes.
Wow, that must have really impacted
you. And there's a war
you.
Going on and wow. all kinds of stuff.
So it's that cool. impacted you?
Yeah. It's got wow. a great cast too.
Wow.
Hey, shout out to my buddy at Brian Small Engine Repair. Pat Simmons is having a birthday. Pat's a good guy. Pat and his wife Amanda donate 2 free massages to Ava Bella for unwed mothers. I think single mothers, not unwed, single mothers. Every month they have done that so far for a year now. Thank you, Pat. Happy birthday.
Let's go back. So you were so influenced by this. You were so impacted.
Well, it's made by one of my favorite directors, which is Hayao Miyazaki.
Roger, are you paying attention?
I am.
I mean, say it one more time, please.
Hayao Miyazaki. He's basically the greatest animation director of all time.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
One more time for me.
Hayao Miyazaki.
Justin!
Okay. Yeah, okay. So is this the old school cartoonish movie?
Yeah,
or
it's an anime.
It's anime.
Yeah.
Anime.
It's Japanese. It's different than the Disney, right?
Typically more adult leaning. I would
wow.
say
you were really moved. You were inspired. So you tell your wife, "Hey, honey, I'm this."
And she didn't care.
I know, but you go, "Hey, Princess Mononoke, really?"
you
Princess Mononoke,
chick on your arm.
Princess Mononoke inspired
and why,
me.
Why there? What's it? Why
the
there?
Biceps.
Just underneath your bicep. Was it your bicep or on the other side?
It's bicep.
It was bicep. I thought it was underneath.
Yeah. Well, I had planned to originally get more tattoos, but Titus was on the way then, and I didn't want to spend the money, so. I'm stuck with just this one for now.
Okay.
Maybe I'll get more eventually, but I think I'm kind of aging out at this point.
So the other thing, but Roger and I wanted to bring up to you, Roger, remember what it was? So Roger, when we were getting ready to get out of town, honestly, the only time I really got a chance to listen, I listened a little bit of Frank for a few minutes, that show, and then we were on the way to the airport when I heard you, I forget what you said, it was what you were playing. But Roger said that our producer brought in a...
A lightsaber.
Is that true? You brought in
he
a
did.
Lightsaber. What was he doing bringing a lightsaber?
First of all, I'm
HP
listening to the
to
show and I hear it, and I hear you go, "Hey, dude, whatever his name is, what's his name?
Caleb.
Hey, Caleb, I heard your lightsaber go off."
Roger goes,
"It
what?
Was pretty loud."
No, well, but that's what it see. Just like he just did, he just went right over. He brought a lightsaber. He's got a lightsaber.
Well, he had showed me the lightsaber before the show. Okay. Make your own jokes about that. But
yes.
There's no need to make jokes. He had a lightsaber that he just brings with him.
Well, HB had wanted to see his lightsaber, so he asked him to bring it. So he brought his lightsaber.
HB just wanted to make fun of a white dude.
HB wanted to see his lightsaber. So he has, like, an authentic lightsaber.
Yeah.
He and Danny
can control it with his phone. Like, the colors and all that stuff. Cool.
Roger, please. Please. No, he can control the lightsaber with his phone. That's off the chart. That's okay.
It's unreal.
So is he a new producer?
Yes. I think this was his first time producing a show. He has produced Trav's Games.
How'd he do? Did he do good?
He did well. Yeah, he answered the phone.
I'd love to hear the sound of the lightsaber in the production room. As it was...
It was loud, man. It wasn't even... There was like all kinds of beeps and stuff going on, too.
That is the... that may be the all-time greatest nerd thing that we've ever had in the history of the bus. We had a producer bring a lightsaber, and Christian had to tell him, "Would you please turn your lightsaber down?" You had to
hey,
turn.
Hey, dude.
I want to hear it. I want to see Anchor.
I can hear your lightsaber over the mic. I immediately, because I'm
Josh Neighbors just saying, "What?"
I watched the show. I listened to the show on X. That's my primary to listen to the show. And so when I heard that, I went, "Well, I got to see this." So I go back. And look at it, and he pulls out his lightsaber.
That is the
so you saw his lightsaber?
I saw his lightsaber. He had it on camera.
Let me tell you.
I told him to show people.
So Crawford knows all this stuff. Apparently, the original lightsaber,
I saw this pop up on social media. It's like worth $9 million or something. Maybe either $900,000 or $9
million. Crawford Cullen.
The original lightsaber that was in Star Wars, what would it
you
be?
You got to be kidding me.
It would now be called A New Hope, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm sorry.
Somebody says, anyway, that's a fascinating story. When Roger told me about that may be the craziest thing I've ever heard.
No, there's definitely been crazier.
The craziest thing about it was how nobody did what I am doing
with you. We're doing that.
Everybody just went, okay, dude, turn your lightsaber off. Let's go back to the show.
Lightsaber. You know what? Be like us bringing a tricorder. Or a phaser. Put your phaser on stun, please.
Phaser on stun.
Unreal.
Someone from the 501 says, Baz, be very cautious when the cough, sneeze, knees, as we call it, occurs.
Oh.
Makes you very susceptible.
Sheepy.
That makes you ever.
Is that what you did?
Sheepy.
Susceptible to the ever-creeping toot complex. Gases are flowing and that happens. Wow.
All right, y'all's topics are getting in the category of Pornhub. We're going to have to pay tomorrow to listen to the show tomorrow morning.
You have to pay tomorrow to listen to it.
What is this one? Roger sounded more like Ozzy. Like Ozzy? Ozzy.
Yeah, when you were doing the...
I was dead on Arthur. You did a very good job. What?
Yeah, you did a very good job.
Stop it. Lightsabers and trans folk, only white folks problem. Okay. All right, I see what you're saying.
Go ahead. You got another one?
No, I'm looking at Gentlemen, Mayhem Men. Did your cow say, okay.
I heard you on XM Radio. I heard on XM Radio yesterday, Neil Diamond singing La Bamba. It was so bad, you guys need to check it out.
Oh, wow. That sounds terrible.
So the deal on Flow Sports was yesterday and today only.
They're really trying to hook people to get
Flow
Sports.
Well, today's today then.
Yeah.
You should watch it today.
Yeah. So said, this one person said, it won't be on Prime today. Well, everybody says it is going to be on Prime today.
What do you got to lose? If you're at home with some cheese puffs, what do you think the percentage of the people have Prime over Netflix? Does everybody have Prime?
Well, I think Prime is like, you have Amazon.
Well, it's like weed guy. He's going to give it to you for free, and then you're hooked. It's what Prime did. And now you have it. I have that one. So Netflix, Prime, YouTube TV, but HBO, Disney, and I think ESPN Plus I have part of my phone.
RJ was asking on Friday how many streaming services you have, and I'm like, well, basically have them all.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be an alternative to cutting the cord, but now these are the cords, essentially.
Right. Savage says... David, his best role, was a poker dealer in Tombstone. I tell you, he does a great job of going from a really hateable character, the biggest jerk in the world, to where he changes his countenance, Roger.
Doc, I didn't know you were in town.
Even before that, when he gets up in what's his name? Kurt Russell walks over there and starts getting his face. He's almost like a dog, like Caesar with a dog. His ears go back.
Great, amazing.
That's right. It's amazing the way the acting, he changes his whole,
demeanor.
And he goes from being the, big dog to being a tough talker. And that's what Kurt Russell knew he was going to do. He said, you are scared. Slap. He said, do stuff. Do we have that clip, by the way, too, Christian? Did you find that clip?
Let's find that clip.
Let
me pull it up.
Here's Devin and Cabot says, now his role on Fargo series was his best overall role, including series.
Never saw that one. Never saw Goliath. I like him as an ancillary character with, in Armageddon, I liked his character a lot.
What about Daddy?
Just think of the acting, when she gave him that patch at the end of Armageddon, he goes, he did, huh? He wanted you to have that.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to go back and watch that again.
Armageddon, it's on every day.
What about Daddy and Them? I've had several people go Daddy and Them.
I've never.
Yeah, so
that was filmed. Wasn't that the one filmed with the mean pig? Yeah, I was on that set. It was him.
Is that right?
Laura Dern. Yeah, I was on that set.
You said he was buddies with, Dial, is that his name?
Rick Dial, his buddy, I guess, But this one was filmed. I was on the scene for a couple of the scenes, and he came out and cracked everybody up. I think Laura Dern. If Laura Dern was in there, then I was in there. I still may have been doing things I'm not proud of.
He was also in The Great Astronaut Farmer. Have you seen that one?
Heard about that one.
No, never seen it.
Heard about that
I don't think I've ever heard of it.
I have heard.
What year
that
come out?
We're talking about, Billy Bob, of course.
Yeah, again, the movie with Farrah, that's a good one. Rick Dial's in that one. excuse me, Rick Dowell's, I think Rick Dowell's in that one, Robert Duvall in Farrah, but Billy Bob plays a guy who does not know Christ. He comes and he's getting ready to bulldoze down the church, and Duvall puts the Bible in front of that and says, you know, and starts saying, come on, come on, that Bible, move your Bible, sir, move your Bible. I ain't telling you again, move that Bible. You're going to move that Bible. You're going to move it yourself. He goes,
I tell you what, I saw a clip. This is what social media does, algorithm. It was, and I forgot about the scene in Scarface where Tony Montana, Al Pacino, they're bombing this communist writer in this hotel in New York. They've gone, it's a Pacino, and then the bald-headed jerk-faced murderer who was part of the cartel, and then his two buddies in the back. And they're blowing up this guy's car.
Not with kids.
The wife and the kids get in there. Yeah. No, they're not doing it.
Not doing it.
Blows his brains out.
Over.
But then I remembered at the end of the movie, the guy said, the guy you didn't kill, Tony, you know, was a problem. Oh, yeah. He didn't kill him, and it was a problem. And but I remember thinking, sure I don't remember that scene.
That's exactly right.
I didn't remember the scene. I'd forgotten about where they were killing the communist guy. They didn't kill him. And I remember
wasn't it the little remote car? I think it was
they put a little thing up underneath. Oh, okay. He was playing with the remote deal. But you know, it's funny. I remember
they had to get closer.
Tony, you didn't kill him. You should have killed him, Tony.
Now he's my problem.
And
I killed him.
And then he sent his 150 guys to take. Yeah. That's such a great movie, man. Of course, you know, Al Pacino's accent sort of sounds...
it's terrible. It's like people say... A lot of people say he sounded like Dudley Moore in that
one. Someone...
good movie, bad accent.
I had someone ask me yesterday
about... He say a good accent? You know what? And you know what? I've been seeing a lot lately. I've been seeing the clip between him and De Niro and Heat.
Yeah. You said that. I sent that again to you.
There's something
so good.
I watched it again the other day. I think a lot just to watch it go back and forth, and just like the Sling Blade that we heard. That was a 2-minute clip, probably 30 seconds of audio, probably a 30-second spot of audio that they drug out to the music. Played
I love seeing the thing on social media now, like they had on the casino the other day where they said apparently, what's a small guy? Joe Pesci ad-libbed the scene with Don Rickles, or I know it was the dealers, rather, Roger. Remember when he said, hit me again?
Yeah.
And
it's like playing cards with my sister's kids.
They throw the car. He's cussing out. And those were real dealers. They shot that scene early in the morning where the casino was empty. And they said those were legit dealers.
What casino was that?
I don't know.
In Tombstone?
Casino.
Oh, my bad. Okay. Pesci. I'm still going Billy Bob.
That's okay. Pesci.
Why are you doing Pesci?
Because I was just telling you the things they show you, and I love when they talk about the things when
You know what? You're talking about the lady?
Yes. When she walks away, he goes, look at you. What are you doing? He's cussing him.
Oh, yeah.
And they said they were laughing.
And he said, look at this guy coming in.
Yeah. You know, he said some of them were laughing. They had to break it because they were laughing because he was going at him. And then he beats up Don Rickles with a...
Pesci is that good.
Oh, yeah. He's a great bag. Of course, that's the one where they get him at the end, right? With
his brother. There's a scene where he plays, I think it's Russell Buffalo, I think, in The Irishman. Mm-hmm. Well, he's just sitting there with Harvey Keitel, and Keitel tells De Niro, he goes, you got a real good friend in this man right here. And De Niro goes, yeah, I know. He goes, and then Keitel goes, no, you don't know. But in that whole time, Pesci is just sitting there, just looking like an older guy. I think he outlived everything, but just, Pesci is just so good.
What's their favorite thing? Oh, no.
That's a great meme. Acri sent me that not too long
and then
ago.
I saw it because it's
done in Family Guy. Oh, no.
Then another great piece was talking about the second year of Sopranos, which a lot of people said is the greatest season in movie history, where
TV history, yeah.
Big P has been gone for whatever, and they can't find him. And what's the guy? The main guy, it's a Soprano, comes down.
Tony
comes down, and he sees this car parked, and he doesn't know what to do. Somebody's getting ready to get out of it. He doesn't know he's getting ready to be killed. And so he starts running back, Mighty Tony, but he's scared because he's, and all of a sudden it's Big P. And then they start getting into it. Where you been? You're a rat. And they go through this, 30 minutes of filling each other out, which he ended up being a rat. But at the time he was able to convince Tony he wasn't. Character development back and forth. And good acting, good writing.
Just when I think again, like I said, I'm going to be doing something with Eli Craner.
Yeah. Well, you want to tip us off what's going on there?
It's just a
bio.
He's a writer. So he got with some guys, and he wanted to get involved in the in doing some movie stuff because of what he does at Russellville at school up that way. And so he asked me
the actor studio
about this time last
Roger
about
Scott?
This time last year. No, we just hadn't had a chance to get together and do it. I mean,
he's talked to your agent about this.
Well, you won't be here. You won't be here. You didn't take my call. You don't take my call. I sent you something last night. You just responded to it this morning when I'm here at 5 o'clock.
You got to text me at 1.
It's a great point. But anyway, he's got it right. So he's got some guys that a guy wrote it. Another guy wants to direct it. So I'll just, he's got more of the dialogue. I just have a little bit.
Couple things here. Do you have the,
Tim Stone clip?
Yeah, it's here.
I do.
Something on your mind?
Just want to let you know you're sitting in my chair.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, it's a fact.
Well, for a man that don't go heeled, you run your mouth kind of reckless, don't you?
No need to go heeled to get the bulge on a tub like you.
Is that a fact?
Well, I'm real scared.
Damn right you're scared. I can see that in your eyes.
All right,
man, go ahead. Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Listen, mister, I'm getting awful tired of your...
I'm getting tired of your gas. Now jerk that pistol and go to work.
How's this boy?
I said throw down, boy. You gonna do something or just stand there and bleed?
No?
I didn't think so.
Here, Milt. Keepsake. Hang it over the bar.
All right, youngster, out you go.
I'm telling you, that is great writing, great acting. I mean, that scene, first of all, you're trying to figure out, what are they saying? Smoke that smoke, what?
Well, you know what? But when you hear that dialogue, because of what the Coen brothers did and with Charles Portis's
True Grit,
the dialogue there was based on the dialogue there. Because I'd seen where, I saw something on social that Clint Eastwood gave his top 10 Westerns. Number one was Liberty Valance. Number two or three was The Searchers. Also in that one was the Coen's True Grit, and talked about the dialogue. But it also talked about, you know,
that,
Maddie.
Yeah, going, that verbiage.
It's the dialogue.
That verbiage is completely
so you know
like,
that,
what? What are they saying? What
skin
are you,
that smoke wagon.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, when you look at that and Open Range, the movie with Duvall and Costner that Klein and I like, Clint Eastwood also liked. And in that one, when you see those guys that are wearing those, I don't know what those leathers are for on their wrist or whatever for cattle or whatever you're doing. When you see that, you know they have gone through painstaking effort to be as authentic as possible.
Another clip I saw yesterday was Clint Eastwood's son. What's his son's name?
Scott.
So he's talking with this guy about his dad, and the guy asked him, he said, I heard that your dad had an interesting relationship with Kevin Costner. Costner came to the sets with big ego, and he said he liked to stay in his trailers. The Costner would stay in his trailer, and Clint Eastwood. What's his name? Scott. You see, Scott Eastwood.
Yeah, Scott.
Scott said, you know, my dad always told me. He said, son, if you want to learn how to make movies, don't go to your trailer. Stay out there on set and watch how it's done.
Sure.
Don't go up. If you know. So apparently, Costner's time was supposed to be on the set, and he was not there. Apparently, he just was not hanging out. So apparently, they went up and said, you know, you want me to go get him? He said, no, tell him he's not needed for the scene today. And so they go and they tell Costner, and the Costner, they knock on the door, and he goes, I'm coming. And said, no, you're not needed today. Mr. Eastwood said, I'm in the scene. He said, no, you're not.
What movie?
I didn't say what movie it was.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen the Costwood directed.
Yeah, I don't know which one. I don't know what it was.
It's
but
called A Perfect World. I've never seen it.
But that's it. Perfect World.
I know that one. Costner plays a convict.
But that's he told I've him. Never he seen he that went one. And told him and said, if he's not here, we'll do.
Are
the
you
scene.
Serious?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Anyway,
yeah, Eastwood as a director is more like you're going to do like two takes, and it's like, oh, we got it. We'll move on.
Someone says skin is the leather holster. Smoke wagon is the gun. Smoke flies after it's fired. Not too hard to figure out. It's not that it's just the
no,
fact.
No, we don't know that verbiage.
It's just the fact that that's.
Like that, yeah.
Give me another movie that talks like that.
Get?
Yeah, not many.
No. Again.
What was the other thing he said, too, that was pretty cool? He said something else.
Well, if you watch a movie from the 30s, 40s, and 50s, you're going to hear dialogue
Yeah, play that one more time.
He'll have to do it.
Yeah.
Something on your mind?
Just want to let you know you're sitting in my chair.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
You sound cocky.
For a man that don't go heeled, you run your mouth kind of reckless, don't you?
No need to go heeled to get the bulge on a tub like you.
Is that a fact?
Well,
I'm real scared.
Damn right you're scared. I can see that in your eyes.
All right, man.
Go ahead. Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Listen, mister, I'm getting awful tired of your...
I'm getting tired of your gas. Now jerk that pistol and go to work. I said throw down, boy. You gonna do something or just stand there and bleed? No, I didn't think so.
Here, Mel. Keepsake. Hang it over the bar.
All right, youngster, out you go.
And it's also a great toss because there's no editing from the time he tosses that,
right?
That gun to the bartender and he catches it.
And the look on Billy Bob's face, it goes from being the biggest jerk. I mean, he was being such a jerk to everybody at that table. So you can see he is a whip puppy that he's been called out. And then I forgot about, he said, for somebody who's not healed. I guess he's just talking about Spurs, I guess. Mm-hmm. Is that what he said?
No, when he's not healed, he didn't have a gun on him.
Oh, I thought he did have the gun on him. Okay.
No. Kyle, I don't know. Okay. Herb didn't have one on him. That's what I assumed. For a man that don't go healed, he didn't have a weapon on him.
He said,
I don't
need one.
Yeah. See, I knew that term, but only because I just probably just put two together.
Cowboy actor.
I am a cowboy. Oh, my God. I'd love to be in a Western. Greg Hatcher, are you listening? Let's do a Western. We'll call it The Man from Bluebird.
I think we should do a scene with Roger and Christian. And reenact.
Well, we did one with me and Steve Qualls from Smokey and the Bandit.
You did? Oh, that's right, you did.
We did do that
and one. And then you and Joe have done, you've done Joe that with Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson.
Well, I just went back and said whatever I did for Joe to get him started, to get the siphon started. But you got to like that. But then he comes back when he's got that shotgun. And is that the one where Doc goes, Johnny Tyler, Mad Cat, Doc? I didn't know you were in town, because that's when he's getting ready. He wants to shoot. That's when
he realizes crap.
I don't. And then what does Virgil say to him?
He comes up to shoot you. That's
know,
right.
You know, I heard he killed a man, and blah blah blah. He makes me laugh.
I'm telling you, it's so good. That's why it's one of the greatest movies.
Please forgive us for
launching off into 20 minutes of movie review.
We've been bringing you Tombstone forever with this.
Calm down and listen to me. Nobody's saying you can't own a gun. Nobody's even saying you can't carry a gun. All we're saying is you can't carry a gun in town.
Good stuff, man. Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. Thank you for making us your number one station again and for making us your number one show. We appreciate you.
Man, tomorrow we are on the road. Oh, that's not that bad. Neil Diamond?
Not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
No, here it goes.
It's no Johnny Cash singing Ring of Fire.
Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire, in Spanish is the best.
Elvis sang in Italian.
He did. Forgot about that. I don't think this is bad.
This is the gravel.
I've never heard this. Roger, tomorrow we're at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union in Benton on Wednesday. Thursday we're at...
Summer Auto Loan Special is about ready to shut down. You're going to want to take advantage of it. 1.776%.
Get that down while you can. And then we're at Family Market on Thursday in Hot Springs.
Down from Bradford Marine there on Albert Pike. Right there at the corner where you will take the Mountain Pine Cutoff right there. There's a little bitty service station that decided to had some stick-to-itiveness, and they said, no, we're not leaving. So right behind them is a massive cleanest bathrooms in town. They'll have specials while we're there, too. Save us some money, free goods, probably free Bahama Mamas, chocolate milk from Highland, all types of things, soda fountain drinks, and community coffee as well, among so many other things.
Friday we'll be at Hope at the 50th Watermelon Festival.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, we're going to get some of the folks who've been doing that, been around 50 years. And I think it was probably one of the premier festivals in the state of Arkansas.
I don't know of another watermelon place in the country before Cave City came around. I didn't know about it. And Cave City said, not so fast, my friend.
Yes. All right, don't go away. It's 9:37.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas basketball got another dominant win on their Bahamas trip yesterday as they beat Toros Del Valle 91-49. Up just 37-29 at the break, the Razorbacks opened the second half with a 22-2 run. J.J. Andrews led the way for the Hogs with 15 points and 12 rebounds. They'll play one final game today at 11 a.m. against the University of Calgary. That game can be seen on Flow Sports. Former Razorback Malik Ewan found a new home in Oregon. Ewan played every game for Arkansas basketball this past season, averaging 10 points and 6 rebounds. And in Arkansas football news, they added former Georgia track athlete Maurice Gleaton Jr. The 5'10 speedster will play wide receiver. He will also still run track at Arkansas. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Folks, if you're looking for a great Arkansas getaway, head on down to Oaklawn in Hot Springs. August is loaded with action, including the return of the Boats and Bucks giveaway. Now through August 29th, earn entries in Oaklawn's 24/7 smoke-free casino for a chance to win a brand new 2026 Icon fishing boat and trailer, plus free play. You can rack up 25 times entries on Mondays and 5 times entries on Tuesdays. And the big giveaway is Saturday, August 29th. While you're there, enjoy more than 1,500 slots, live table games, incredible dining, and Arkansas's only Forbes-rated resort restaurants. Treat yourself to the Astro Spa, relax by the resort pool, or catch a show at the Event Center with upcoming acts including Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening, Amy Grant, Cooper Allen, and more. And don't forget, whether you're looking for a quick overnight trip, a weekend getaway, or just a night out with great food and entertainment, Oaklawn has something for everybody. It's all happening at Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racy casino resort. Get details, book your stay, and learn more at Oaklawn.com.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a hot one today. We'll get up to 95 degrees this afternoon with a mostly sunny sky. No rain or thunderstorms in our forecast today. Probably won't be until Thursday before we have our next rain chance in central Arkansas. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 72. Tomorrow, hotter, up to 97. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from BetSaris and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer. They are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Orange is not your color, and stripes are for zebras. It's criminal not to hire Lion Legal. There's no one better to protect your pride than our pride of legal lions. When in war, you need the roar. For exceptional communication and exceptional results in all criminal-related legal matters, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue.
Mickey Hennard for Hennard Foothills Equipment in Searcy. We've been selling and servicing Kubota equipment since 1991. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, we pride ourselves in an honest sales experience and unmatched service after the sale. We carry Kubota tractors, mowers, construction, and hay equipment. If you allow us to be your Kubota dealer of choice, we promise not to let you down. Come see us on Main Street in Searcy. Hennard Foothills Equipment, we're your hometown Kubota dealer no matter where you live.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
No, I'll see if you can figure out what's wrong with this thing. Won't crank up and everything seems to be put together right.
It ain't got no gas in it.
Dear tiny Jesus, your golden fleece diapers with your tiny little fat balled up fist pawing.
He was a man. He had a beard.
Look, I like the baby version the best. Do you hear me? I win the races and I get the money.
Ricky.
It's the 20th anniversary of Ricky Bobby in Talladega Nights. This is the song we learned about the same time yesterday. The Good, Bad, and the Ugly. It was called.
Clint Eastwood.
What's it called?
Ecstasy.
And I thought, well, this is a boring
song. Of gold, right?
This is a boring song before a rock concert. And then we're like, shut up, sit down. And listen to this. Didn't know what we. It was like.
Ennio Morricone, right?
Did you hear that, Roger? Holy cow.
I did hear
you
that.
Only Christian would know that off the top of his head.
I cannot go off with I don't get that.
Yeah, this thing's got an unbelievable tempo change. Or, here we go. Or maybe it's an energy change. And then her voice comes in here.
You hear that triangle?
And it gets more bold and bolder and bolder.
Kathy,
I'm ready
West
for the gunfight.
Moreland.
That's what it sounds like, Kathy Westmoreland.
I wish I had a lightsaber.
I'm thinking this thing gets. No, what? Was it James Hetchmith? Is that was his name?
You said Het. Yeah,
Hetchmith. Is that James? Is that the right word? And Metallica.
Hetfield.
Hetfield. This is what they love listening to before they start playing. Sorry about Raj.
It is epic.
Mama, 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 mama.
From Bud Cummings, Christian just went up in my estimation. Most days. And Ennio Morricone Essentials is playing in my office.
He did a lot of work with Sergio Leone on his movies.
That is, listen.
Sorry.
We got to disable that.
By the way, did you guys hear that Ron Somerville made the comment, if it means, talking about changing music in the fourth quarter? Did you hear about that?
Hey.
He said something, the fact that we need to change things, including it. I don't want to hear, he said, what's the if I have a 70-year-old complaining about hearing Cotton Eye Joe and an 18-year-old complaining about hearing whatever, we need to change it in the fourth quarter. Hallelujah. You know,
well, hallelujah.
Should be the coach having to do that.
You know what? That's like Wayne Smith.
It should be the person in charge of said in-game promotion.
But you know what? But Ryan's out there doing it. Ryan obviously has, listen, he's you. He's got his hands in everything. You don't want anybody. Listen, I know you do. What did Wayne Smith say? When somebody said, why are those guys sitting over there? Because that's where it's always been done.
We need to ask
And
him.
Wayne Smith said, well, that's the stupidest reason. I don't ever want to hear that. Why have we been playing Hey Jude? Because that's where it's always been done. Well, that's dumb.
We ought to ask him. When he comes to the Touchdown Club. So as part of the game, in-game promotion that you're changing, getting rid of Hey Jude, he may not even know. I wonder if he's been told about Hey Jude.
Well, what you need to do is talk to him and ask him to skin that smoke wagon.
We'll take a break here. Coming back, Roger, we'll visit with the guys. They're at Flyway Brewing in West Little Rock, which is brand new over in Breckenridge Village, and apparently has a giant TV over there. And you can watch the game's going to be on Prime Video today. You don't have to have Flow Sports. So they did it yesterday and today. So the Razorbacks will win by 50 today. They will win by 50. They've won by every game 40 points, I think, the first three games. Practice begins for the Razorbacks tomorrow in football. Shorts and helmet.
You say shorts and helmet?
What's that?
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
Strength and honor.
Shorts and helmet.
Strength and honor.
Shorts and helmet.
Strength and honor.
Shorts and helmet. And oh, my baby, don't stand on. She don't. Jones.
Deanna says, change the train horn they blow at the games. Awful. Yeah, they do that, I think, for fourth down or third down. I don't know. It's just, we just need a whole new revamp of the game.
Way to go, Bud Cummins. Thanks, buddy. The mission, the Untouchables, once upon a time in the West, once upon a time in America.
Come back, wrap things up.
Hey, y'all. Roger Scott here, and I don't have to tell you it's hot outside. You can figure that up all by yourself when you touch your steering wheel 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That thing's going to brand you like a head of cattle. So you want to beat the heat? Make Family Market stores your fill-up stop. Whether you're pulling into one of their convenience stores or grocery store locations, you're walking into cool air, great deals, and big-time savings. Grab yourself a large fountain drink, sweet tea, or lemonade, and boom, 5 cents off per gallon at the pump. Morning's more your speed. A large cup of community coffee gets you another 5 cents per gallon, and that's before your first sip. And don't forget that Family Market Rewards card. Use it inside the store to save even more on snacks, drinks, and whatever you need, and stack those savings when you gas up outside. And you'll find these deals in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Wooster, Mayflower, and now two stores in Hot Springs on Albright Road and the newest location on Albert Pike. If there's not a Family Market store in your neck of the woods just yet, hold tight. One's coming. Family Market stores, cooling you down and filling you up.
Hello, this is Justin Acri. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Morning Mayhem live Wednesday at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union in Benton. Alcoa's summertime auto loan special ends at the end of the month. Don't miss out on rates as low as 1.776%. No payment for 90 days and 84 months financing.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, folks. Jeff Peters here at Hagen's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Morrilton. You know, I hear a lot of dealers advertising that they have the best price or no one can beat their deal and all these big claims, but you and I know we all buy these new cars from the same spot and we pay the same price. We understand it all boils down to you and where you decide to buy a vehicle. I want to invite you out to show you, not tell you, how fun and easy it is to buy with us. So make the short drive to Hagen's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Morrilton today or check us out online at HagensMotors.com. Welcome to the family.
Jane Dawson did something smart. She saved hundreds on auto insurance switching to Progressive. With the money she saved, she got herself a pricey bird feeder with an ultra-high def camera. Should Jane have just bought a regular bird feeder? Yes. Is it hard for her to admire nature when the camera doubles as the bird's potty? Also, yes. But it's Jane savings, and if she wants to spend her time watching the digestive habits of the white-breasted nuthatch, we say you go, girl. Switch and see if you could save with Progressive and treat yourself. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Now at Lowe's. Faster quotes start at the Lowe's Pro Desk. Got a material list handwritten on a sticky note or saved as a photo? Perfect. Bring it to us and get a quote in minutes. And if you don't see what you need on the shelf, we'll help you get it. You can access thousands of products beyond what's available in-store or on Lowe's.com right from the Lowe's Pro Desk. Build quotes faster and source the materials you need to keep your jobs moving. Just like that. At Lowe's.
Southern Bank presents Family Feud on 103.7 The Buzz. Tune in to Morning Mayhem Tuesday mornings for your chance to play with Justin Moore, David, and Roger. Family Feud on Morning Mayhem. Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service.
It's always open season at Flyway Brewing. The perfect harmony between great beer and delectable food. It's what they strive on. Enjoy a pint of their signature Blue Wing while watching your favorite team on their massive 14x9 screen. That's 14 feet by 9 feet. Or savor one of their seasonal brews. Follow Flyway Breckenridge on Facebook for weekly events. Fresh beer starts here. Follow the migration at Flyway Brewing, serving 2 Central Arkansas locations. Wet your beak responsibly.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
Fact. Ricky, the doctor told us that we should let you work it out in your own sweet time, but Ricky, you can walk.
What'd you just say?
He's telling you the truth,
oh my
man.
Oh, gosh.
It's all in your head.
You sick sons of bitches. I mean, you walk in that door on your two legs all fat and cocky and looking at me in my chair and you tell me it's all in my head? I hope that both of you have sons.
Oh, no.
Handsome, beautiful, articulate sons who are talented and star athletes and they have their legs taken away. Wow. I mean, I pray you know that pain and that hurt.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that on us. You are not paralyzed.
I am so paralyzed.
No, no, no.
Rough on him now.
No, he needs to know.
Okay.
He's always crying.
Tough love. Tough love. Wake up, idiot.
You want to know what I am? You want to see what life is?
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
You want to see what's going on here?
Don't you stick that knife in your leg.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Ow.
Well, hold on.
I tell you, the outtakes that I've seen on can you imagine how fun that was to do that scene?
Oh, my God!
All those scenes with him.
No, he needs to know. He's always crying. Okay? Wake up, idiot.
Oh, yeah, you know.
A lot of those were just, the entire movie was like little vignettes.
Yeah, that's right. The one he said that they were pitching all these different companies, and they had about 30 different ones they were trying. Yeah. They just threw out there whatever worked.
John
C. Reilly.
Yep. Don't you put that knife in your leg.
You're not paralyzed.
Oh, my God.
All right, we'll talk to either Phil or Justin here in just a few minutes. They're over at Flyway Brewing in Breckenridge for the game. The game starts at 11 o'clock. It's the Hogs versus, is it Ontario? Is that who they're playing? Canada?
Calgary.
Calgary, yeah.
Oh, who's that?
I said that they would win by 50 today. What do you think, Justin?
That sounds reasonable.
They've been at 40. Sully said this team's worse than everybody we've played so far.
Oh, Sully don't know nothing about nothing.
Whoa!
Bill,
he's a legacy sportscaster.
Bill Vickery said yesterday they were grabbing people out of their Ubers to play against the Razorbacks the last couple of days.
The University of Calgary Dinos, boys. The Dinos.
Trey mentioned that today, the Dinos.
Oh, yeah, had a pretty good outing in their last game against Marquette back on July 29th. They only turned it over 35 times. This ought to be interesting today.
You know, it's amazing, too, that we found out that yesterday and today, the darn games were free if you had Prime.
Yesterday's game was.
Yeah, today, right, too.
Is today's game, too?
Yeah, that's what they said. That's why you're watching on the big screen there at Flyway.
Well, we were going to watch it on Flow Sports on over here, but yeah, I guess everybody can watch it. But I hope people will come by and see us anyway.
Yeah, I've heard that place is really, you know, I've been in some of the new places over at Breckenridge. It's such a cool facility now. I know you guys.
Have you not been here yet?
No, you've told me. I've heard you guys doing the show over there.
David Basil.
It's off the chart.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Yeah. You should be ashamed of yourself. For so many things.
You know, I forget there's a bowling alley over there. There's a movie theater over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All in one, actually. Under
one. They did the same thing.
It's Duck Pen. They do Duck Pen.
Have you been in there yet?
No, I haven't.
And then, I haven't. It's not a convenient movie theater for me, so I don't really come over here. But I do love coming over to Flyway. It's great.
You got Flyway.
Yeah, you got a few other places.
Yeah, you got DeLuca's.
Yeah, Waldo's.
Waldo's, you bet. You bet. Okay, yep. Eat my catfish, too. Yeah. All those.
Yeah, you guys gave me a great idea, too, by the way, with that really long movie clip coming back from the break. I think tomorrow, Phil, we're just going to play the entire Odyssey in our time slot, and we'll be done.
If
you play the trailers, it'll fit to 3 hours.
Yeah,
that'll work
it's
perfect. 250 some commercial breaks.
It's a great clip. What did you think of the Odyssey?
I guess I know which one you are then on the text line.
what did you think of the Odyssey? I didn't have a chance to hear your review.
I didn't love it. I liked it. It was good. I didn't think it was great. Yeah, it was not one that I need to see again. It was, part of it is the story. I mean, I hate to go back in time and slap Homer, but I'm like, look, bro, you got some holes in this story, bro. I mean, I'm sorry. It just isn't that great. I am looking forward to seeing Spider-Man this week, though, Bass.
Yeah, I just love the idea of you sitting down with Homer and telling him, you know what, this is never going to sell. It just won't sell.
After the first hour and 10 minutes, I looked at Jessica, I said, are we almost done? No, we got 2 hours to go. 2 more hours. I'm exhausted. Get out of the boat.
Oh,
get on the island. Go off, back and forth. By boat. And then they would have more people coming off the island than they're getting on the island. I do the math sometimes. But anyway, I was exhausted.
I like the story, the way it was told, sort of two stories going on at once. There were some holes in there. I could go through the whole litany of things that I talked about yesterday, but I won't. Anyway. I just thought, there were some things that could have been better. I didn't like, and for some reason, I love Anna Hathaway, but I didn't love her in that role.
They just didn't sell me. Jessica said we were expecting at the very end for him to turn around. At the very end, you know, he does the, he's able to do the bow, and he shoots the arrow through the axe, we thought the scene from Gladiator. Where he turns around, Russell Crowe said, I'm Maximus, whatever. Oh, no, it's him. That's what I felt that was happening, which is fine. It's fine, whatever.
I mean, again, it's the story, but I'm like, you know, when the king comes home, the suitors go, oh, I guess we don't get her.
Yeah.
But that's not how they do it. They're like, no, you got to kill a bunch of them first. What are we doing? I don't know.
They're just vengeful people. Haven't you figured that out?
I know, but I mean, he had some guys that were supportive of him. You saw him take a knee at the end. I don't know.
Chris, did you give that a 5 out of 5?
I did.
How about that?
I enjoyed it.
5 out of 5?
5 out of 5?
Yeah.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor. Strength and honor.
Not a chance.
Maybe on a rewatch to go down. I like it.
What else is happening on the show today?
Yeah, I guess we do stuff on a scale of 1 to 10, and it's more like a 7.5 to me, but whatever.
It's still a solid
movie. It was a good film.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a very watchable film. I would not say don't see it. I just don't think it was as good. It got oversold to me and overhyped a little bit, too, so that was part of
it. That makes it.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah, mostly I'm just going to crap on the Odyssey, Baz, for 3 hours today, so I hope you can listen. Now, we'll keep you up on what's going on with the game. Trey's going to join us again from 10:30 from down in the Bahamas, and we appreciate his coverage this week. He's done a real nice job per usual. Eli Craner will be on a little bit later. Eli's got some exciting things going on. Yeah. We're going to talk about Susan Irwin-Prowse with what's happening in the world of entertainment. And, hey, look, we're all looking for stuff to do because it's kind of a slow sports time, so Susan's got all sorts of good ideas for things for you to do this time of year.
Well, ask Eli if he's got anything going on this weekend with me.
Yeah, how about that?
He's got. What are you doing, big guy?
We're going to be doing a little movie, man. We're going to make a movie this weekend, just Saturday, man. It's going to be In and Out. Boom.
You're going to make a movie with Eli, who's not an actor?
How about
Eli
that?
Eli wants to be. He's got in for one of his classes. Here we go. We got to go. Zone's up next.
Bye.
Cool.
Now through September 26th at Honda Russellville. Come in and register to win a brand new 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition 4-Tracks 4-Man 4x4. Long travel suspension built to tackle every job and every trail. Find out more at hondaofrussellville.com.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips,